Hello.
Hi, Miss Geraldine.
Who's calling?
My name is Allison. I'm calling from the Home Care Agency, Family First Care, in regards to your services.
Oh, yes.
Are you currently getting them?
No, I'm not currently getting them because I was trying to wait until I can get someone that I know.
Okay, so you still don't have anybody?
No.
Okay, not at this time. I just wanted to check in and make sure that if you did, we were acting on it, okay?
Okay, but I have a question. I mean,
yeah.
Your agency,
mm-hmm.
do they really, really check into these people? Because that is my problem. I have
yeah.
a phobia. I have a phobia, and I know who I am, and I don't want to
I get
have
it.
Someone in here who
yeah.
that I'm uncomfortable with. That's why I was trying to look for a family member again.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
I can double check and see. So we do. We're not allowed to start the case unless we do a home health aid background check on them. So not only do we get that submitted and then we're not able to start the case until the report comes back.
Yeah.
They also, if they're out of state, fingerprints are done, and then oh my goodness, what else do we do?
Criminal checks.
Yeah, that's the background check. That's
because
they all go through a criminal background check.
Yeah, I know I'm not the only senior citizen that is a little
leery.
No,
of course not.
I'm not the only person, period, that's a
no.
little leery about strangers. I don't.
Of course
I'm,
not,
I'm
especially
introvert.
Today.
And
yeah,
today,
you're good.
I look at the news, you know?
Of course.
And
I'm going to see.
The elderly is being treated.
Of course. Let me see. So I have my coworker, Erica, working staffing right now. What I can
do.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No. Don't apologize. There's nothing to apologize for. I was just going to say, I can inquire to her, see if there's any aides that we already have checks on. And that maybe are currently working for other participants as well in your area. It shouldn't be that hard if you're in Germantown, correct?
Yeah, I'm in Germantown, 19144 area. Yeah.
Yep, you should be good. I can see if I can get a list of just candidates for
and,
you.
Yeah, and another thing.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I live in an apartment complex that the gate is broken and not even the delivery
security
can get
yeah.
through. You know what I mean? It's not secure at all.
Okay.
And I have to have someone out that can go out there and open up the gate and all that crazy stuff. And I'm too tired.
Okay. So if the aide, if we were to get an aide for staffing, so they show up, you would have to, I don't know if you can, but you're just saying somebody would have to go down and let them in, like you
yeah.
can't do it. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And okay, another thing.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly are their chores?
You
yep. know, because I want someone that's getting paid for what they do, because if
of
they're
course.
Not getting paid according to what they do, then they slack up. See, I'm very aware. That's
yeah.
my problem. They slack up and they don't want to do it.
So,
you know,
I can go over.
Correct
yeah.
Pay for what they're doing.
No, we give. So, the way that the agencies work and the way that this program works,
mm-hmm.
obviously, the agencies are the third party, but we split it 80% for the caregiver, 20% for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is I can go through questions with you about what you're going to be needing help with. Obviously, if it's not bathing, showering, dressing, toileting, grooming, eating and drinking, then it goes into if you need help with your groceries, meal
washing,
prepping.
Clothes, yes.
Yep. And then that's laundry, dishes, sweeping, if you need help with organizing mail and bills
yes,
and all of
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, and medication.
Yeah.
See, because
yep.
I have a kidney transplant, and I
okay.
have tons and tons of medication. I have those little cases where you have to put the medication and as the, okay. of the days and the date and all that.
Yeah. So let me get.
See,
right
now I'm trying to do it on my own.
Thing. Okay. Let me. I'm going to ask you these questions. We're going to get kind of like a little plan of care, like a brief one. And then I'm going to submit this to Erica and see if she can find somebody. Remind me how many hours a week that you were approved, because we currently don't have your authorization.
I know. That's because I've been looking on my own, and that's why I haven't gotten back to you guys. Because, you know, I was with Successful Aging for about 10 years.
Yeah, you said that.
And that my coordinator automatically put me back with them.
Yeah, that's what she said. Have you spoken to them at all since she put you back with them?
Successful
Aging? Successful, yeah.
No, I haven't spoken to them because I was trying to find
figure it out.
Yeah, I was, there you go.
You're all good.
But look, your agency had been so good to me and sent me air and helped me get back on Medicaid. So I feel obligated because your agency has been really good to me.
Listen, if you want, we can definitely search for a couple candidates. And then we can kind of do like meet and greets and everything. And if you want, we can work on the authorization to switch it over. If those go well and we can, let's do that. So do you need help with bathing, showering, or no?
Well, I'm only 4'11".
Okay.
So these are old apartments, and the tubs is really high.
So okay.
Sometimes, you know, with my conditions, I may need help out of the tub, you know?
Okay.
And stuff like that. I need help with, you know, around the house and if I have to go to the market, if I have to go to the hairdresser, salon, all of that.
Got it.
Because
just like your daily errands.
That's what I had for 10 years.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to see. So any dressing, getting dressed or undressing or toileting incontinence? Okay.
Well, not toilet. No.
Yeah, no, that.
I'm
dressing now.
Private, yeah.
You're good.
yeah, but dressing or someone I can relate to.
Yeah.
You know? I don't need nobody with their head in the sky.
Got it.
I want you with me.
No young people on their phones.
No,
I got
no, 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 no.
I'm reading you loud and clear. Don't worry.
No, I want somebody with me who got their life together.
Got it. Now, do you need help with the meal prep or just groceries?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, sometimes I may need help with them. Like, I am very, I don't know what to eat half the time, you know. And maybe they can help me.
Of course.
Just be my friend and be my caretaker.
Companionship.
Because I'm a very, very nice person.
I mean, I guess. Yeah. I've only spoken to you over the phone, but it's been a pleasure conversation.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. See, you
now,
become my friend.
You said light housekeeping, correct, for the sweeping, laundry, dishes?
Yeah. No dishes, because
okay.
I don't never have dishes in my sink. I'm a
sweeping,
clean,
laundry.
Yeah. And
mail.
Bills
and medication, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then I am going to put in here to look for a female. Let's say middle age. Yep. Middle age female.
A grown female.
Okay.
With kids. No, not with kids, because they might. Well, with kids. Everybody got kids today. but they can't take away from what I need. You know,
I got it.
They can sit down and talk to me about it.
I will, of course. I'm going to go in and see. I'm going to check. We have this thing where or this database where when the caregivers sign up and they give us their zip code, we can search up the zip code of the patient, and it pings all the candidates in the area. So I'm going to have Erica go through and get me a list of at least maybe 3 or 4.
In this area?
Yeah.
This is not such a good area. I want a classy person.
I mean, we could also look in North. If you would like.
Yeah, I want a classy person.
We don't ask for more than 30-minute drive, so we can definitely look out.
Okay.
So I can obviously, let me see. So that's like, we're located in 19131. We're located north. So would that be okay if we look for someone around here?
When you say north, what area? I mean, what's the street? What?
We're on Winding Drive. We're right off Schuylkill Expressway.
Oh, Schuylkill, yeah. Like I said, as long as they're, I don't have to be not afraid, but I want to be comfortable. I want to be comfortable. I don't want to have to go to Muncie at 79, okay?
I got you. Yeah, and it's not that you don't trust them. It's that you want the option. And then you get the chance to be able to. All right.
But I don't let anybody in my space.
Let me look up. You're in Germantown.
Mm-hmm. Germantown.
Okay, so we're northeast. No, I'm sorry. We're upper north.
Oh, okay. Upper north.
We're like right in the middle by like upper north, northeast.
So
I can look over here. And I know you're west, right? Because we used to be in Germantown. We just moved to Upper North.
Oh, okay.
So we used to be on Germantown Avenue. So we can either look.
Towards Chestnut Hill or what?
I want to say more by Strawberry Mansion area.
That's North Philly.
Oh, maybe that was north then.
Mm-hmm. That's North Philly, baby. I don't want nobody from over there.
Okay. So I got it. So... Northeast, is that okay?
From the northeast, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah.
Right on the, how about right on the border of like Montgomery, right over there?
Yeah, as long as they're professional, you know, professional
people.
Got it. Not just somebody who wanted a quick.
Needs a quick check. Yeah.
Mm-mm. No, never that.
Got it. I'm going to send this into Erica. What I'll do is I'll have Erica contact you just to confirm that she's working on it and to confirm the plan of care that I went over with you.
Yeah,
and then,
and they're hours. They're hours. I don't like early in the morning. I don't like that.
How many hours do you have?
Do I have?
Did you get approved for? How many hours did you get approved for?
I don't know.
Do you have your service coordinator information?
Let's see. Her name is Miss Cone.
Yes.
Card. I know her name is Miss Cone, and she's a African. I can't say her first name. That's why I can just say her last name.
Yeah, I think it's. Let me see. Oh yeah, it's like Safito.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you can call them and see how many hours you were approved for to confirm it. I would say that we could, but we just don't have it on file, so I'm not able to look.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can, do you have their number? Ms. Cone's number?
Oh, hold on.
If you don't, I have it and I can give it to you.
Oh, if you have it, go ahead.
Yep,
I could find her card somewhere.
I got it for you. It is 267.
Okay. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Take your time.
Okay. What is it, dear?
It is
267.
Yep. 745.
Wait a minute. 267. 745?
Yes, ma'am.
Seven, four, five. What's the last three?
3805.
Okay.
All right. And when you get those hours, confirm it with me. Give me a call back. Do you have my number?
What's your number?
It is 267.
Okay.
551.
Okay.
7421.
Okie dokie.
My name is Allison. So you can give me a call back, confirm the hours, and then I'll be able to send that to Erica ASAP and work on that for you so we can get you started.
Okay.
With your permission, of course. Whew. With your stamp of approval on the person, I promise.
Okay. Okay, because I don't like my comfort zone mess with.
I got you. I'm the same way. I'm the same way. I appreciate my personal space. My personal, little sanctuary, my house. Yeah. You're good. We'll take care of you, okay?